Right, good evening, everybody. It is now 6:30, so we will make a start. So welcome to the Cabinet meeting of Monday the 18th of October. Before we start the meeting tonight, I would like us to observe a minute's silence in memory of Sir David Amiss following the tragic events of Friday. Sir David's shocking death struck a particular chord with me. Firstly, because he represented an area in Southend where I started my working career, and it's really an area which I'll always remember for its hugely welcoming and friendly people. But one of the things that really struck me around this is the fact that I guess lots of people won't have heard of David Amiss, and that's because he wasn't, you know, interested in a political career. He wasn't interested in government, being in cabinet. His focus was doing the right thing for those he represented in a quiet and understated way. Quite obviously, a genuine, caring and compassionate man. So this is truly tragic, and our hearts go out to his loved ones. So before we pause for a minute's silence, I'm just going to close with some words from Sir David himself. "My pride and joy is when you can help make a real difference for someone's life. You don't get any publicity for it, but you can. There are so many things that you can do to transform people's lives. I think it's the greatest privilege that anyone can have to be elected." So if you'll join me in observing a minute's silence for Sir David Amiss. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay, let's proceed with the meeting. So item number one is to receive apologies for absence. Andrea?
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Sankey, Cabinet Support Member.
Thank you very much. Item number two then is declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest from members this evening? No. Okay, thank you. Item number three then is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 13th of September 2021. Those minutes have been circulated. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the minutes? No, in which case I would like to propose that we approve them as a correct record. Can I have a second, please? Councillor Allen, thank you. All in favour? Okay, that's unanimous from voting members. Thank you very much. I shall sign those. Okay then, so item number five, item number four is to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I do not believe we have any. So item number five is the forward plan. Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of October through to the 31st of January 2022. We're already nearly next year. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the forward plan? Nope. Okay, thank you. Right, that takes us then to item number six, which is the gender pay gap as at the 31st of March 2021. And I will hand over to Linda McDonald to present, please.
Yeah, good evening. This is our annual report on the gender pay gap We have to publish the information on our website by the 30th of March 2022, and the snapshot date for this information contained in this report is 31st of March 2021. I'll go into the main body of the report, paragraph 4.1, where you can see our results published there. The gender pay gap at the mean hourly rate is -4.32%, and at the median hourly rate is -12.61%. The paragraph 4.1.2, we're publishing our gender pay gap on bonus for the first time, and the mean bonus gender pay gap is 66.33% and median 66.67%. I will come to that in more detail further down in the report. Table 2 shows the direction of travel for males and females at each quartile. The negative mean figure of -4.32% shows that overall female employees have got higher pay than male employees at an average of 59 pence an hour. The median average is also a negative figure of -12.61%. And again, that shows male employees of a lower rate of pay than female employees at the middle of the organisation. The actual salary point hasn't changed from the previous year. The female median point being a revenues, benefits, and customer contacts officer role, and the male median point is a driver role in environment services. The graph below shows the trajectory of our gender pay gap since the reporting began. I'll just explain that in a small workforce, small changes make a difference, especially to the mean average. And whilst it was only a small change, I've tried to describe why that might be the case in that paragraph 4.6. We're reporting on the gender pay gap for the bonus for the first time. During 2020-21, a scheme was introduced to reward staff for their additional effort and contribution at the sharpest end of delivering services during the COVID-19 pandemic. And there was an honorarium paid between £100 and £300 to a section of the workforce. And that section in 2021 included a higher proportion of males that were predominantly working at the front line in environment services. Much of the commentary about addressing the gender pay gap is about promoting and facilitating the progression of women in the workforce. Our employment policies around flexible working do continue to be progressive, but both male and female employees have taken up the benefits of flexible working. Our actions during the year included a review of our family leave provisions. The COVID pandemic brought out a sudden change to 100% home working for the vast majority of office staff. We supported our working parents during this time. We temporarily extended the paid dependent care leave provision to facilitate parents during associated school closures. There were a number of informal flexible working arrangements also made to accommodate various caring and home working challenges. Our policy and procedures for recruitment and selection provide decisions to be made against the person's spec, and that ensures that decisions are made on merit regardless of sex. We also continue to support staff to develop and progress their careers with annual appraisals, various short courses, mostly online this year, and some post-entry training qualifications as well as apprenticeships, although in reduced numbers during this year. That concludes my report, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Linda, thank you very much indeed for that. Are there any questions from members? No? Okay. So I'll just pick up on one of your points, which you just made. Obviously, the national commentary being around addressing the gender pay gap, promoting and facilitating progression of women in the workforce. So I think what the data shows us and what the information you've provided with shows us is very much that we are doing that within this authority. The recommendation is that we discuss and approve data and narrative for publications. I just wanted to sort of formally put on record that this has been discussed, obviously, both at internal cabinet and also circulated to all members of the council, all elected members, and discussed within the respective groups as well. So I would like to propose that we approve the data and narrative for publication. May I have a seconder, please? Councillor Faulkner. All those in favour? Okay, that is unanimous from the voting members. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Linda, for presenting and for joining us this evening. Okay, which takes us on to item 7 then, which is the private minute. So I shall move in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972 that the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph 1 of schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda, which